praying down here, out in the sunshine, out in the rain. I'm going home to live with Jesus. Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand, Lord? Won't it be grand? I'm going home to live with Jesus. When I get through singing down here, out in the sunshine, out in the rain, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Won't it be grand? Oh, won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Oh, won't it be grand? I'm going home to live with Jesus. Won't it be grand? When I get through shouting down here, out in the sunshine, out in the rain, to live with Jesus. Won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Oh, won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? Oh, won't it be grand? I'm going home to live with Jesus. Won't it be grand? When I get through toiling down here,
church, say amen. Say amen again. How many want to go home to live with Jesus? Won't that be grand? Come on, let's stand to our feet. Give God some praise this morning. He's worthy of our praise. How many believe that he woke you up this morning? Put food on your table. Oh, that's something to shout about. How the Lord has blessed you. When you recognize and understand where your blessing is coming from, you ought to be able to lift up the name of Jesus. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, lean on everlasting on. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind. Everlasting on. Church, we're leaning. Every day we're leaning. We're safe and secure from all God. Praise God. Amen. Reverend Donovan is going to come and lead us in prayer. Amen. And then Dr. Reed and amen, her sister going to come with us with Dr. Gables with our responsive reading and scripture. Amen.
God, saints of God, good morning.
Hallelujah.
And we're leaning on the everlasting arm.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
What an arm to lean on. Praise God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God is a wonderful God. Yes. Wonderful God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, God, our Father. Yes. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your love.
Thank you,
dear God, for bringing us here this morning that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Yes. Holy Spirit of God, yes, meet with us today. We thank you, dear God, for each one, each home that is represented, dear Lord God. Bless, Lord. Supply the need.
Yes.
For those there, Lord, who are listening on the air, oh, God, be with them also. Yes, have your way. Oh, God, as we think in our world, Lord God, our community, our country, oh, God, we ask that you just visit us, dear Lord. Turn hearts around.
Yes,
we've gone astray from you.
Yes, Lord.
Bring us back, oh, God. Bring us back. Now, Lord God, as we focus on this church, dear God, we ask that you bless, Lord God. The members there, Lord God, of the suffering and the sick, Lord God, put your, Lord, healing hand upon them and heal them, dear God, at your divine will. And, oh God, those that have lost loved ones, Lord God, the bereaved, Lord God, be with them. At time, dear Lord God, suffering and remembering them, dear God. Be with them, we pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask that you just be with us today. We love you, dear God, and we can't get along without you. We need you. We need you. Visit us for us today. Be with our pastor, dear Lord. Bless him and his family, dear God. We ask, oh Lord, you'll have your way in his life. Speak to us through the word today, Lord God. Help us, dear God, to be the children of yours. We need you. Thank you for what you're going to do. Save the lost, dear God.
Yes.
And revive your people, we pray. Yes, as we know you will. Holy Spirit of God,
yes,
visit with us today.
Yes,
in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Please remain standing for our scripture and the sponsor reading. Amen.
The Lord. Our responsive reading will be coming from Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Thank you for letting the parishioners in. God's word for God's people. We won't all be at the table. Woohoo! So good to have my sister here with me. She cooks, so trying to get her to stay. She has a food allergy, so that means she got to eat certain foods, right? So I get to eat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 100. I will read the odd numbers, and you please read the even, and we will read verse 5 together. In God's word to his people, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness, come forth the presence.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And together, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and those who are obedient to his holy word. Amen.
Our scripture this morning is coming from Psalm 98, verses 1 through 9. We're reading from the New International Version. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing. Verse 6, with trumpets and blast of the ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and let everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the earth in righteousness and the people with equity. Hallelujah. The word of God for the people of God. Thank you, Lord.
Eid and Dr. Caples, amen. Ooh. Give our praise leaders a hand as they come.
Back to when we had hardwood floors, no carpet, and those nice soft seats y'all sitting on. They was hard as a brick back in the day. And we used to have church back in the country of Louisiana, and all we had was a washboard, a tambourine, our feet, but most importantly, we had our hands. Let's put our hands together. Come on. It's a good day to give God some praise. The deacon will start off and say, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this old way. Your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. I'll say it again. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this old way. Your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. I'll say it again. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Now, while you're putting those hands together, I want you to think about one or two things that God has done for you. And then I want you to sing along with me when I say it like this. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Come on, sing with me. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Let's say it again. I said, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I said, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I want you to think about one other thing. You think about all the friends that did you wrong, but you think about everybody that treated you right. But there's one person that'll never treat you wrong. And I can tell you, can't nobody do me like Jesus, can't nobody do me like the Lord, can't nobody do me like Jesus, he's my friend. I said, can't nobody do me like Jesus, can't nobody do me like the Lord, can't nobody do me like Jesus, he's my friend. I said he picked me up and he turned me around, picked me up and he turned me around, picked me up and he turned me around, Jesus my friend. Now come on, let's put those hands together. Come on. Y'all know how good God has been to us. I got another one that says like this. Oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. Let's say it again. Oh, what he's done for me. What he's done for me. Now y'all know sometimes back in the old days, they would sing this last one and it would go real simple. And they would just say it like this. If you didn't have your mind right, they would just say it like this. Get right, church, and let's go home. Oh, get right, church. Get right, church. Oh, get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. He would say it again. He would say, get right, church, and let's go home. Oh, get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. He would say, back, train, and get your load. Oh, back, train, and get your load. He would say, back, train. Back, train. Back, train, and get your load. Let's put those hands together. Come on. I'm going to leave y'all alone after this one. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Come on, y'all throw your bill back, come on. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. I like my favorite one. There's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this old way. If your soul's not hanging in Jesus, you will surely drift away.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We give him all the praise and all of the honor. Amen. We thank God for blessing us to see another day. Amen. To all of the clergies in the house, to the officers, and to the deacons, deaconesses, mothers, choir, ushers, saints, and friends, our first family, and to all of you who are listening in, amen. We welcome you here to our services this morning here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, where we give God praise, amen, and honor. Praise the Lord. So good to see all of you here this morning. Amen. We want to recognize any visitors that we might have with us. We'd like for you to stand and tell us where you're from. Amen. Are there any visitors this morning visiting with us? Good morning. Amen. Praise God. All right. Tell us your name. All right. Praise God. All right. Praise God. All right. Thank you so much. And you, sir? Yes, sir. Okay. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you all. We thank you so much for being our guest this morning. Amen. We pray that we can say or do something, amen, that will bless you in this service here today. Amen. Okay. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Ariana, for being with us today. Amen. May God bless you. You are our guest this morning, and we appreciate you coming and sharing in our worship service. We pray that blessing, God blessings upon you, and that you might have safe travels back to your home. May the Lord bless you. Give them another hand, if you will. Amen. At this time, we're going to have an announcement from our Women's Fellowship, and following that will be our SOS ministry, in that order.
Good morning. Thank you, Pastor Steed. On behalf of the Women's Auxiliary, we all know that October is Breast Cancer Month. But the Women's Auxiliary chose to honor all cancers because there are different months, so we're just going to do one. And what we thought about is just to admire. We know Christ has already overcome the world, and we thank him for the ones that are cancer survivors, that you are more than conquerors through him that loves you. So we're going to call names of the ones that we are aware of. And as I call your name, please stand. We did this at 7:30 service this morning also. So I'm going to read the entire list. Pastor Ralph Steed, Elder Leon Bradshaw, Sister Irene Watts, Sister Veronica Beasley, Sister Jackie Wiggs, Deacon Jerry Houston, Deacon Paul and Deaconess Mary Rice, Deacon Percy Rivers and Priscilla River, Deaconess Priscilla Rivers, Sister Kim Drone, Deacon Dennis Hightower, Deaconess Annie Stewart, Sister Ernestine Clark, Sister Javita Clark, Deaconess Karen Armstrong, Deaconess Barbara Corr, and Sister Deborah Fisher. And I had two people that were added to the list this morning that we will recognize. If Deaconess, let me see, do I have Deacon Hightower? Anyone here of the names that I called? Okay, so we will get these little token of appreciation to you. We encourage the caregivers also, and we lift you up. I'm sorry.
Hightower was here.
Hightower. Oh, Deacon. Okay, Deacon Hightower. Here you go, Tracy. We encourage, like I say, we encourage the caregivers as well as, because we know when cancer hits, it involves the entire family. So we just wanted to encourage you. And I'm going to leave a little quote. Saint Teresa of Avila, all things are passing. God never changes. He blesses every day, new mercies every day. So we just think that you're more than conquerors through him, and you can overcome no matter what it is. Now, at the end of that, on next Sunday, it's the last day, we're taking donations for Thanksgiving baskets. So if you have items to bring, the boxes in the vestibule, please bring them, and we will do the Thanksgiving basket. But I praise God for you, and thank you.
And along with that, before the SOS ministry come, if there's any other cancer survivors in our audience, will you please stand? We'd just like to recognize you. Any other cancer survivors, praise God. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, church. I stand before you on behalf of the SOS ministry Thanksgiving dinner. This is our 15th year, and I praise God for that because we didn't know how long it was going to go, but he has been, God has been the head of this ministry, and it just continues to grow. So as long as he's the head, we will continue to do the dinner. You won't see my name on any of the flyers because I'm passing this down to the younger people. there's a time in our lives when we just have to sit down and prepare our young people to be able to move forward with plans that God has put in our life. If it was a plan that I had set up, it wouldn't make a difference, but God is in the midst of this, and we have to continue to feed our seniors because a lot of times they are left out. They don't have anyone to take care of them. And on special occasions, especially Thanksgiving, they are really grateful. And on behalf of the SOS team, we're grateful for all the support that we get from the church. Now, on Wednesday, November 22nd, is the actual day that we pass out dinners. The sign-up sheets are in the vestibule for the seniors to sign up. For volunteers, we have a sign-up sheet, which will be out there at the end of service. And it has a QR code. Now, my granddaughter created this. QR codes is something I don't deal with. So anybody that works with the computer, you know what the QR code is. So you just go there and pick up a flyer and follow the instructions. We do need homemade desserts. So I'm asking on behalf of SOS, anybody that bakes or knows somebody that bakes, makes good desserts, we need 20 of them by the 21st of November, and you can deliver them here to the church. We have some areas where you can volunteer because we do all the prepping and cooking here at the church, and that will also be on the sign-up, the volunteer sheet that'll be out there. So if you want to know where you can volunteer, just click on the QR code, and you'll see all the information. There are also a couple phone numbers you can call people for. So I thank you in advance, and have a blessed week. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Wissett. We pray that you, I'm sorry.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning, church. So, I am up here on behalf of the youth department. The youth department will be having their Friendsgiving, which is you bring some food, you chill out, we play games, you go home. November 18th from 2 to 5 p.m. This will be, we're trying to get the youth back. In order to get the youth back, we need y'all to come back too. Basically, all we're doing is letting out that inner child. We're going to play games. We're going to eat. We're going to talk. We're going to have fun. When we talk about eating, the deacons, thank you in advance. We bring in the turkey and ham. The church, you guys can bring sides, desserts, drinks. Somebody already volunteered cookies. Somebody volunteered pizza. It doesn't have to be actual Thanksgiving. It can be whatever you want. You want to bring some bread? Bring some bread. It does not matter. We just want to see you, honestly. This is not a drop-off. This is a sit-down. Talk to the youth. Talk to each other. Let's just be friendly. Let's bring everybody back to this safe place we call church. That's going to be, y'all got your calendars, your phones? Don't have me talking and y'all not taking notes. November 18th, that's a Saturday, from 2 to 5 p.m. Thank you in advance. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Got one more to go.
Good morning. I come to you on behalf of the pastor's aide. And a quick reminder, as the pastor's 36th anniversary will be November the 12th. Which is the second Sunday in November. And we're looking for everybody to come out, ask your family members, and bring a friend. Pastor has been with us and his family, like I said, for 36 years. He's been a preacher, a teacher, a counselor, and he's been with us when we had death in our family. So we asking everybody to come out and just show him some love and appreciation. And so we're looking forward to seeing everybody out, and we're having dinner downstairs, but we're going to have be fed. So come with your ears open to listen and your hearts open to accept the word. So we're going to be body fed and spiritually fed. So we're looking to see everybody out on November the 12th, which is the second Sunday in November, which is next month. Thank you all.
Hey. Bless you. Thank you so much for those announcements. We pray you would govern yourselves accordingly to each one and try to be a part. We want to thank you for your prayers as we went on a cruise. Amen. We had a wonderful time. And I want to report to you that everybody acted good. So I didn't have to have anyone come to my office. So, amen. So we just enjoyed ourselves. I just didn't do much. But we thank God that we was able to go and enjoy ourselves. So thank you so very much. Amen. All right. Let us continue praying one for the other. Let's continue in our Bible studies on Tuesdays and on Wednesdays. And our prayer service on Saturday evenings. It's important that we stay connected to the Lord, especially in times like this when all of the useless killing is going on in our nation and in our world. We need God in our lives, and we need to learn how to pray for our enemies. Amen. That God will change their hearts. So I say to you, try and attend our Bible studies on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and our prayer service on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. It's important that the church, the Lord says, if my people, get too many amens there, if my people, talking about the church, amen, we're not doing enough Bible study. We're not doing enough praying. Amen. If we do it, then God will hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal the land. But we, the church, needs to start doing it. Amen? So we're asking that you will start participating if you haven't been participating in it. Praise God. All right, let's continue praying for our sick and our shut-in. Evangelist Dorothy Walden, one of the great preachers in our community. She's preached here many times. Let us keep her in prayer. She's been diagnosed with bone cancer. Amen. Let us keep Deacon and Deaconess Burtz in our prayers. Their daughter,
that was in the hospital intensive care passed on Tuesday. So let's keep them lifted in prayer. Also, Elder Bradshaw's niece, Denise, passed. Let's keep that family lifted in prayer. Also, Mother Hazel Hampton passed. She's a good friend of our own Mother Daisy Namora. So let us keep the family lifted in prayer, if you will. We will have our homegoing service here at New Hope November the 6th at 11 a.m. So we ask for your prayers for the family. Amen. Also, Dickens' birth daughter, our homegoing service will be this coming Saturday there in Montgomery, Alabama. And we ask that you will once again keep them lifted in prayer. We're going to try, if all possible, some of us will go down to the service, and we hopefully the bus will be going. And so if you would like to go, let us know, and we're going to try to leave here no later than 9:30. The funeral is at 1 o'clock. Amen. So those that would like to go, please let us know. They was on the cruise with us, and when they got back, amen, on that Tuesday, they got the word that their daughter had passed. So please keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. Keep my mother in prayer. They had to take her to emergency last night. She's back home resting. We know God is able. Looking forward, amen, for his healing. Also, Diganess Mary Rice, keep her in your prayers. Diganess Rivers, Diganess Willa G. Watts, Digan Core and family, just Angie Smith, who's recovering from a stroke. Let's keep her lifted in prayer. Amen. All the rest is on our second concern list. We ask that you will keep them lifted in prayer, because prayer still works. Amen. Praise God. All right. Blessed are the givers. Pastor Steed and the New Hope family, blessed are the givers and great are the receivers. Thank you so much. You enlightened. Lightning made 25th pastoral anniversary a joyous occasion. Praying God's blessings over you all, Bishop Ernest Burns and Vanessa Burns. Amen. Remember, some of us went to their anniversary celebration a few weeks ago there in Canias, Georgia. Amen. So we thank all of you that went, and they're letting you know that they were, amen, thankful for us coming. Praise God. All right, let us prepare our hearts and minds now to give as the Lord has blessed us to give. Amen. For truly you can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. Because everything we have, amen, belongs to the Lord, comes from him. Amen. He just made us stewards of it. Amen. So let us give as the Lord has blessed us to give. So if you will, let us stand to our feet as we prepare our hearts and minds to give. We thank all of those that give online. Thank you so very much. May God bless you. Amen. Let us take our offering in our hand and pray. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be stewards of these monetary gifts. As we come now to present them to you, we pray that I will clean them up, purify them, make them worthy. It might be a blessing unto your ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I ask that our ministers will come first. Dig it, that some mothers will follow them. If you be so kind, face the center. I'll be directed by the ushers starting from the rear. Thank you.
bow our heads. Father God, we come right now just to say thank you. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, watching over us all night long. Father, allowing us to wake up with a portion of our health and strength. Now, Father God, we ask you to come in and bless us right now. Bless us often that it might be a blessing to this kingdom. Bless it might be uplifting to this kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for what you have given me. The Lord bless you real good. Just want to say on the note about our youth, we're trying to get them back active. So parents, we need your participation. They can't get here without you. So please, ma'am, please, sir, we're pleading with you. We're trying to keep them from hanging out on the streets and doing other things. Amen. That's why we got so much crime going on in the world today. It's because the kids are not in church. They're out there on the streets. And so we're trying to hold on to the ones that we have, amen, that they might be all that God wants them to be. So please, please, if you will, bring your children out so that they can have an enjoyable time in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. All right, we'll hear some more good music at this time, and then we'll, amen, be back with a word from the Lord.
With everything that's happening in the world today, I think we still have to be reminded that God is still blessing us. Whether there's a war in a foreign country or a mass shooter in Maine, we still have to remember that in spite of the tragedies that's going on, God is still blessing us, but not just us that are in this room. He's blessing all of us around this world. So I think we have to really go back and take inventory in our mind and focus back and think about how far God has brought us, not part of the way, not some of the way, but all the way. And having said that, it just reminded me of a song that we used to sing back in the day, and we still sing it today. And if you know it, y'all know the rest of it. You can join in and sing it with me. But it's just a quick reminder of what we really should be thinking about. Songwriter put it like this. He said, "The Lord is blessing me right now. Think about it. I said the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. I like this part. He woke me up this morning. Awareness, so I think it's good. The Lord, just think about it, you survived, is blessing me. And if you're in the midst of it, he's still gonna keep you right now. Oh, right now. All my survivors, you can say it. The Lord. what you survived, you're still here. Is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. I look back and I can say, He woke me up this favorite part. He woke me right early this morning. And you can think about it. I was closed in my right mind. I believe you know what I'm talking about now. He didn't let me sleep too late. He woke me right on time. I can throw my hands up and say, He woke me up this together. Y'all know, come on. He woke me right early this morning. Mother Johnson, I think you know what I'm talking about. I was close in my right mind. He didn't let me sleep too late. Come on, move your hands like this. He woke me, woke me, woke me right on time. I can say it just like, because He woke me up this morning. And He started me on my way. Just throw your hands and say, the Lord, is blessing me. Stay right there. Let's say, the Lord, just think about it, is blessing me. Don't worry about the storm you're in. You're going to go through it. The Lord is blessing me. If you're in the storm, throw your hand up. The Lord, all you got to do is turn it over to Him. He's blessing me. Just think about it. The Lord, you had a roof over your head. He's blessing me. You had some clothes to put on your back. The Lord, hey, the Lord is blessing me. You had some food to eat. The Lord, just think about it, is blessing me. You just had another birthday. You live to see. The Lord is
got to do is think about it. It's blessing me. We're standing in a building that's paid for the Lord. It's blessing me. Cause he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. I said the Lord is blessing me right now. Come on, put those blessed hands together. You know the Lord is blessing you in this place. You may not live to see tonight, but while we are here, let's just give God just what we have. Just give him what you have. The storm that you're in right now, it's not gonna last always. The songwriter said, I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. You're either on your way to the storm, in the storm, or you're on the way out. Either way it goes, the Lord is blessing you no matter where you are in life. Stop saying you got to be perfect to come to Christ. No. He wants you just as you are. He's going to bless you because he can. He's God all by himself. Sometimes we forget how good God has already been. If he never does another thing, he's already done enough. At 47 years old, I still know that God has blessed me and is blessing me. We are all a walking miracle, some way or another. You survived breast cancer. You survived colon cancer. You survived domestic abuse. You survived the drug addiction. You survived the gambling addiction. Why? Because you knew who the Lord was, and you know who the Lord is. Why? Because he's still blessing you right now. Oh, I didn't come to say all that. Let me leave that thing alone. But when you think about how good God has been to you, you can't help but tell somebody.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. When you think of his goodness, how good he's been to us. Can I have more volume on the monitors, please? When you think of his goodness and how good he's been to you, amen, you can give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why Psalms 98, verse 1 says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Verse 4 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Amen. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father God, we thank you once again for privilege and opportunity to come together to say a word for you. Ask now, Lord, now take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might be edified and that you might be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Sing a new song. Hallelujah. I just entitled this Something to Sing About.
something to sing about in these evil days in time. If you're not careful, the devil will steal your joy. And rather than singing, you'll start complaining. But you got to recognize where your help is coming from and who is in control. If I concentrate on the shootings there in Maine last week, I might get discouraged and begin to question God. Where are you? 18 innocent people shot and killed. Lord, where are you in the midst of this? But we've got to realize that sin is the cause of all of this. And that man has a tendency about doing things his way. And so because of that, we suffer some consequences. We cannot blame God because God is a just God. He shines on the just as well as he do the unjust. That's just how he is. Amen. But we need to understand, as a Christian, since I've been born again, since I have a relationship with God, I don't have to react to these events the way the world do. Because I know that God is going to work things out for my good. And so what an amazing, amazing psalm of worship. Amen. From the beginning to the end. This is a psalm of praise and admiration. It is a psalm of joy, a psalm of gladness and excitement for the great God we serve. Amen. Today, I pray we learn about worship that will forever be etched on our hearts. I hope we understand that God is still on the throne. He is still the sovereign king. The Lord reigns. He is the Lord of the earth. We need to understand and learn that you and I are to be declaring the glory of God. I'm talking about the child of God. Amen. We are to give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Amen. You heard what the young man said a little early. He woke us early this morning, started us on our way, didn't let us sleep too late. He woke us up on time. So we are to give to the Lord the glory do his name. Amen. Because through grace and mercy, we're still here. Amen. Things may not be going the way we want them to go. But I pray this morning that we learn our lives are to be joyful expression of worship. Amen. Because of what God has done in our lives. Amen. It's not just about words. It's not just about songs. It's not just about prayers. Not just about what we do here. But every part of our lives are to be joyful expression of worship. Amen. You're able to wash your face. You ought to be able to worship. Brush your teeth. You ought to be able to worship. Amen. I have enjoyed seeing God the way I have through his time, through the time that I spent in the Word and the meditation in this psalm. I have enjoyed God's work in my life. And as I've tried to apply what I'm preaching to you on a daily basis, it's made me ask some hard questions of my life. Do we serve a great God or what? Is God worthy of our praise or not? Has he done anything for you to celebrate about? God certainly is a God of praise. Amen. And not just here in the church. I can praise him everywhere. Amen. I thank him and I worship him not only on Sunday, but I praise him on Monday too. On Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, I worship the Lord because he's been good to me. Yes, he's a God to celebrate at the schoolhouse. He's a God to celebrate on your job. He's worthy of your worship at work during the week. He wants to be praised at your dinner table, in your living room, in your bedroom, and on your front porch. God wants to be recognized when you write a check, when you pick up your boyfriend and girlfriend, when you make a moral decision. God wants to be worshiped when you get behind the wheel in your car and you're pushing the shopping cart. God wants to be worshiped. Amen. When you take a job and when you work that job, God wants to be worshiped. He wants the world to know that you have a God, amen, that has provided a dollar for you, that help you pay your bills. He wants to be worshiped. Amen. That he is able, amen, to handle your need. His name is not whatever you feel good about. Amen. He wants the world to know you have a God and that he is the Lord of hosts. He is the Lord Almighty. He is the maker of heaven and in earth. He wants the world to know through your life, through your afflictions, that he is God alone. He is the great God. But the reality is that you and I still have trouble that we have to recognize. We come together and we get excited. In fact, I know that when I'm excited up in here, you get excited out there. Amen. Because you recognize what the Lord has done for you. Then you start looking forward to coming back to church on the next Sunday to get bumped up again, to have a jump start and hopefully give you something else to get excited about. I hope that's not the kind of faith that you have. I hope and pray that you are not using me that way. That's a selfish reason to come to church, just to get me to pump you up. We ought to be celebrating God every day of our life. We come to meet the King, not to see me. You have just as much reason to be excited on Monday as you are on Sunday. Amen. About what the Lord is doing for you in your life. Out of all the Psalms, this one is the noisiest. You thought Psalm 95 was loud with all the joyful singing and shouting, but it pales in comparison to this one. Psalms 98 is one of the loudest, the joyfulest, the happiest psalm in the Bible. It says in verse 1 through 3 that we, a man, were to sing to the Lord a new song. This singing, amen, that means to take a stroll down memory lane. To remember, the idea here is to have a song in your heart while we go about doing our daily business. Amen. It's not the same song every day.
because I get new mercies every day. God doesn't want you to sing, amen, the same old song. Amen. Otis Redding says, I keep singing that same old song. Sad, sad song. But God don't want you to sing that same old song. He want a refreshed song every day. Each day we ought to be discovering and recognizing something new, something fresh in our lives. Amen. Somebody cut you off, but God kept you. Amen. You ought to be singing a new song. Amen. Somebody lost a life, but God kept you. You ought to be singing a new song. We could spend every day from now till death praising God, for he is and does and finds something new every day for our lives. He is to me a mighty God, an everlasting God. He is a true God, my Lord and my God, God my Savior, the God of the whole earth, Emmanuel, God with us, the highest, amen, he is my Jehovah, the Lord of Jehovah, the Lord of hosts, the God of hosts, the strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord of glory, the great I am, the almighty who is and who was and who is to come, the creator of all things, the upholder of all things, the everlasting father, the beginning and the end, the alpha and omega, the first and the last, the way, the truth and the life, the word, he is. Yes, the psalmist gives us some reason we ought to have a new song in our heart each day. Verse 1 says, he has done marvelous things, great and mighty things, difficult and hard things, wonderful and miraculous things. What are some of the great things the Lord has done in pages of history? Well, how did God do these things? With his right hand and his holy arm. The idea is that, amen, he did them by his strength, by the virtue of his holiness. Remember Psalms 97 and 2, his kingdom is founded on those things, and without them it would fall. By God, mighty and his holiness, he has gotten the victory. Some of your Bible says he has gotten salvation for himself. That is victory. Because he gained victory over the grave. That's why Paul could write what he did in 1 Corinthians 15. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. How did Jesus secure the victory? Through the salvation he purchased on the cross of Calvary. Look at verse 2. God made known his salvation. His righteousness he has openly shown, proclaimed, and made known in the sight of all nations. In other words, the writer originally had in mind some act of salvation where God delivered his people from bondage to another nation. They was in Egypt in bondage, and God saved them. They was in Babylonian captivity, and God delivered them. And when he made sure all the world knew, he alone did it. He is no different with Christ. Jesus was lifted on that old rugged cross for the sins of the world. His sinless sacrifice was on display. His righteousness for our unrighteousness. The perfect sinless Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world in the plain sight of all nations. Notice verse 3 says, all the end of the earth have seen, not shall be seen, the salvation of our God. Now you make sure you get the weight of that. Peter says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why we come to celebrate. Amen. It calls for us to give him praise. God made salvation available to all of us, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been. Salvation has been made available to all of us. And praise God, no one will be able to stand before him and say, amen, they didn't know it. For God, in his own wisdom, has made sure that all nations know about the salvation he offered. Praise God for being the great Savior he is. Then the psalmist launches into a great celebration with great noise. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's the Hebrew word for a rock again. And if that's not convincing enough, he says, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Notice, if you will, verse 5 and 6, he tells us, break out the band. Get out the instruments and sing a joyful, triumphal victory song to the Lord. In other words, look where he brought me from. Brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Somebody says, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Save the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And who are we? And what are we doing to celebrate such an occasion? Who are we singing and shouting to? The Lord, the King. And why are we doing it? Because he reigns. Somebody say he reigns. He reigns. He's still on the throne. He is in control. The devil, amen, not in control. I know he think he is. When we look at the things and events that's going on around us, he think he's in control. President is not in charge. The Democrats and Republicans are not in charge. NAACP doesn't control things. Communists doesn't run the world. Our future is left to faith. There is a king on the throne, and his name is God. So let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and all that live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. When I read these verses, I don't picture church singing their happy little songs, but I see 100,000 seat stadium filled of captivity sitting on the edge of their seats, as their favorite team is about to win the game. The winning run is springing down the field. The defender closes on a man his heels. His high step dodges there stiff, and he slides and he moves to one side and gets around. And before you know it, he's on in the end zone. Jesus marched up Golgotha's hill one day, hung bled and died on the cross. He didn't hit a home run. He didn't get a touchdown, but he got victory for your sins and for my sins. Amen. My eyes, amen, as a flame of fire. Amen. When we see him in Revelation 19, which says, and I saw the heavens open. Behold, a white horse. He that sits on him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes as flames of fire, and his head was many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a virtue dipped in blood. And his name is called Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon the white horse, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with he should smite the nation. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and his treaded the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the Almighty God. And he had on his virtue and on his thigh name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. That's going to be a terrific day, amen, for the nation of people here on earth, amen, who refuse to acknowledge Jesus as the sinless Son of God. Going to be a day of judgment, wrath, and against all who rejects God's offer of salvation. Those who follow the handicraft and the spirit of handicraft. But it's going to be a day of rejoicing for those who have called on the name of the Lord. Our righteous and holy King, brothers and sisters, is on his way back. You better get your house in order. I don't know the day. I don't know the time. Yeah, but he's on his way back. Let me tell you something. We don't have much time. Yeah, every day time is winding up. It was in Maine last week. It might be at my house or your house tomorrow. We don't have time. We ought to celebrate now. So if Christians are frowned upon, so what if people mock and laugh at you because you're celebrating? Folks has a tendency to tell you it don't take all of that. But if God been good to you, whatever you got to offer the Lord, you do it to the glory of God. Never mind what people might say about you. You shout to his glory. You lift him up in praise. You give him all that you got because you know that he's the only one that has saved you. It's high time we recognize it is celebrating time. We have a tendency to want to rely on what we think. But I stop by to let you know, brothers and sisters, Jesus is on the way back. He's coming to judge. He gave us, amen, the position to receive him the first time. Yeah, but next time he comes, he's going to judge whether your deeds are good
or whether they are bad. But I want you to know something. None of us is perfect. And so there's no need of you trying to think that you all that and a bag of chips. None of us is perfect. But I got good news for you. If you believe in God and you trust in Him and you have received Him as your personal Savior, you can have a new song in your heart. Because you realize that He died for you and He rose again that you might have a right to the tree of life. Celebrating time. Give God praise. Give God glory. Lift Him up because He's worthy of your praise. Praise Him for who He is to you, not for your brother. Not for your sister. You can't praise Him for me. I got to praise Him for myself because I realize what He's done for me. So don't let your neighbor dampen your spirit when you know what God has brought you out of and what He's done for you. If you look at them and they frowning, you look at them and they write notes and they on their phone and iPads or whatever. You just praise God. Don't worry about them. You know, some of us has a tendency to want to put God on somebody. Oh, why don't you strike them dead? They crazy. Amen. That's not our job. The Lord said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Here's what He says. Pray for your enemies. Huh? Pray for your enemies. And some folks, you know, they have a tendency to think that they can get to God any kind of way. But I got news for you. I'm going to make it plain and simple. Jesus said to Peter, lovest thou me? And Peter said, Lord, you know I do. He said, feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I do. So he said, feed my lamb. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. I've been with you. Amen. Then he says, feed my sheep. See, you got to realize the only way you can have favor from God, you got to love God first. You got to put Him first place in your life. And then you got to love people. You got to love people, no matter who they are, no matter what they done, no matter how they act. You got to love people. Folk ain't always going to treat you right. But remember, God don't hold you accountable for how people treat you. He holds you accountable for how you treat people. Lovest thou me? Got to love God first. I don't know how to love you until I love God. Because when I get the character of God, then I know how to love you. You see, until I get saved, I love you with feelings. I love you with emotion. And that's what gets us in trouble. Oh, he looks good. He's riding good. He's got a nice home. Oh, she's fine. Woo, shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle. What's on the outside is not always on the inside. And what looks good is not always good for you. That's why it's important that you love God first. Because then you're going to see folks through the eyes of God and not through your emotions, not through your feelings. Loveth thou me. That's why you can praise him, because you love God. That's why you can lift him, because you love God. I know y'all don't like me now. I mentioned this in Bible study the other night. So, Pastor, what? I got to love folks who lie on me, who gossip on me. Yeah, you got to love folk who lie on you and who gossip on you. Because if you notice, Jesus looked beyond our faults. And he did what? He saw our needs. See, that's the love of God in us, to look beyond the faults of others. Did you notice what he did on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them. Woo! For they know not what they do. Huh? And so we've got to get to the point that we're not judgmental of other people. That we love God enough to trust him, that he's going to handle our enemy. He's going to make our enemy our foot. Let me let you go before you throw rocks at me. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. Look at your neighbor and say, he's real to me. He's real. He's real. He's real to me. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gives me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Tell your neighbor he's real. Real. Jesus is real to me. Offer Christ to you today. Come give us your hand and give God your heart. Opportunity for you to receive the Lord as your personal Savior, so you can have a song that you can sing that nobody else can sing. If you are here today, come give me your hand and give God your heart. Come by letter, Christian Experience, Canada Baptism. The Lord said, whosoever will, let him come. There be one today. We're not asking you to join New Hope, join Jesus. We'll send you wherever you want to go. The main thing is you get Jesus in your life. He'll clean you up, put you on the road called straight, so you can get all the benefits that he has for you. Will you come? Will you come? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now, just now, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, just now, he will save you, he Given to those that might be in your home and your car, wherever you are, the same God that is here is right where you are. All you have to do is be submissive and recognize that you are a sinner that needs to be saved, and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Just pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Please take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. We say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Well, perhaps there's someone here today that's been trying to handle your problems, your situations, all week long on your own. I want you to know the Lord says, casting all your cares upon me because I careth for you. He wants to relieve you of those anxieties. He wants to set you free so you can bless somebody else. So this is the time for you to let go and let God have his way. Won't you trust him with your problems, with your illness, with your friends, whatever the situation might be. So Lord, here it is. I give it to you, Lord. Please take it away. If that's your case today, I want you to just stretch forth your hands toward the altar. Maybe it's a family member that needs Jesus in their life, or that is going through some things. Put them in God's hands. And Lord, here they are. Maybe it's your relationship that seems to be on the rocks. So Lord, please fix it for me. I don't know about you, but each day of my life, I ask the Lord to fix me. Because I know that there's something that I've messed up and I need fixing. So I ask him, Lord, please fix me. If you desire, just stretch forth your hands toward the altar. Say, Lord, here it is. Here it is. I'm giving it to you. Ask Dr. Capers if she will come lead us in our altar call, that God will rescue us. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Holy God, God of power, God of might, God our all in all, God, you are our redeemer, God, you are our healer, God, you are the great I am. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We lay all on the altar of sacrifice today, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. And God, as we lay it at your feet, God, we will not pick it up again. God, we thank you for healing. God, we thank you for your grace. God, we thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for deliverance. God, we thank you for the mighty God that you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Continue to hold us up, O Lord. Continue to bless this ministry, O God. Continue, O God, to bring the mighty healing, O God. Thank you for your revelation, O God. Thank you for your word, O God. Thank you, O God, for the Holy Spirit standing up big within us, O God. Continue to bless your people, O God. Bless our going out, O God. Bless our coming in, O God. Bless our down sitting and our uprising, O God. Help us to know you and serve you in new and different ways, O God. And when all is said and done, O God, it is our fervent prayer to hear you say, well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on, your soul ought to feel a little better now. You released it. You released it. You released it. You're free now to give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Amen. Give our praise leaders a hand, if you will. Amen. Our ushers, give them a hand. Sound technician, give yourselves a hand. You better love the audience. Amen. Praise God. We thank all of you for being here today. And those of you who are listening in, we pray that we've been a blessing to you. Praise God. Now let us go out and serve. We got work to do. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Everybody say it. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest root and about us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, oh. God bless you. Have a blessed week. Be safe. We love you. Love you, Mama.